has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Wednesday, October 29th edition. Again, if you'd like the flyer to Liberty Mountain USA's event, hosting it for the 9th Congressional District Republican Party's youth this Sunday, November 2nd, just text me Kirk, K-I-R-K, and I'll send you the flyer. Going to be down there at the event on Sunday. I have to produce church until noon, and then I'll be heading down helping to set up and get everything going for them, offer my services to help them any way I can. So looking forward to the event and absolutely looking forward to seeing all you guys down there. Again, this Sunday night, the gates will open at noon. Church service on the mountain will be at 4 o'clock. The main memorial will begin at 6:30. It'll start getting dark by then. When they get done, Liberty Mountain USA is going to be putting on some fireworks as everybody's leaving, heading home before the end of the night. So it's going to be a great event. Hopefully the weather will be beautiful. Might be a little cold. Be sure to wear a jacket. Bring a blanket if you want. It's going to be a great event. We're looking forward to doing it and promoting it this Sunday, November 2nd at Liberty Mountain, USA. Yesterday, the House Oversight Committee voted 10-7 along party lines for House Resolution 195. After a 2.5-hour hearing on the resolution that asked the State Board of Education to rescind their support of the newly drafted health education standards. Dr. Sue Carnell, the interim superintendent of the State Board of Education, testified to address the concerns of the committee. Carnell said she believes there are three areas of common ground. Following the law, parents' rights, and academics. With regards to following the law, she cited the statute delegating the responsibility of developing health and sex education standards to the Department of Education, requiring instruction of dangerous communicable diseases like HIV and AIDS as their prevention, and requiring decisions about sex education to be made at the local levels, allowing parents to opt out if they choose. With regards to parents' rights, Carnell said she believes in the natural, fundamental right of parents and guardians to determine the direct care, teaching, and education of their children. On academics, she said she believes education needs to focus on core areas. Carnell said that the Michigan Department of Education reviewed the national standards that were reviewed and passed back in March of 2024 and compared the standards to the 2007 standards that the state had been using. Well, it was determined that Michigan need to develop a version of the updated health education standards include content from experts as well as others who were interviewed and represented statewide organizations, hearing from health educators, as well as teachers and administrators, who Carnell claims were all consulted. A final draft is currently being made by the Michigan Department of Education's leadership team. Currently, they are editing the draft standards based on public comment that they received. Well, one of the things that they're looking at specifically is the current sex education requirements, HIV and AIDS awareness and prevention, as well as abstinence from sex, requiring that it must be taught in every public school and taught by a trained professional. Local school boards may ask qualified instructors for facilities and equipment for instruction when it comes to sex education, especially family planning, human sexuality, and the emotional, physical, psychological, hygienic, and economic and social aspects of the family. If a local school board wants to propose changes to a sex education curriculum, Carnell said they must have at least two public hearings at least a week apart from each other, allowing the public notice of when the hearings will be held. Further, the school district can offer the instruction unless a sex education advisory board is established. Finally, parents can still opt out if a written notice is given. The student will be excused without penalty or loss of any academic credit in those cases. Sexual orientation, gender identity being included in the standards seem to have stirred the most common, commotion among common committee members. Hence, the introduction of the resolution. Carnell said students feeling seen, heard, and valued at school is the basic foundation for a successful academic engagement. Teaching tolerance, respect, and acceptance may help students feel safe at school, Carnell said. Okay, I'm going to stop the bus right there. Why do they feel they must include sexual orientation and gender identity? Sexual orientation? What they're basically saying is that you can have a different orientation than what you were born with. You can have a different gender because of gender identity. You may identify as a different gender. That's the biggest problem I have with it. And that's what the 10 Republicans had a problem with. We were not taught, nor was it even discussed back when we were in school, sexual orientation and gender identity. It was common natural law. Everybody understood you're either a male or a female. Teaching tolerance, respect, and acceptance. Sorry, Carnell, I disagree. There's no tolerance of somebody identifying as a different gender. It's wrong. I'm sorry, but you're born either a male or a female. All you have to do is drop your pants and look between your legs. to bring it down to a topic, term, terminology, language I can use on the radio, you're either born with an innie or an outie. It's that simple. But she goes on to say, while testifying in front of this committee, quote, "We must teach that the pupil has the power to control their personal behaviors." You have to teach that. Really? She continues, "Pupils shall be taught to base their actions on reasoning, self-discipline, essential sense of a responsibility, self-control, and ethical consideration, such as respect for self and others." She finishes with, "It is our legal and ethical obligation to protect students from harassment." I got a very simple question for you, Carnell. When did this harassment start? When it came to sexual orientation and gender identity? I went to school in the 60s and the 70s. I graduated in 1976. I don't ever remember any harassment over which sex, male or female, people were. It was never an issue. It was never brought up. Nobody was ever harassed when it came to whether or not you were a boy or a girl. Sorry. Just wasn't an issue. When did we start having these issues, folks? When did this harassment start? When they started pushing sexual orientation and gender identity. When they started pushing these kids to start questioning their sexual orientation and their gender identity. This fad, which, by the way, according to recent polls, is dying out. Less than half of the kids this year, 2025, identify as a different sex compared to just 7 years ago in 2018, based on a recent study. From 7% below 3.5%, and it's declining downward. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Needs to be fixed. Ax My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
On Sunday, November 2nd, the 9th District Republican Youth invite our fellow American brothers and sisters to join us for an evening of remembrance for Charlie Kirk. Tickets are free, and it's only $5 for parking. Gates open at noon. At 4 p.m., we will have a church service on the mountain, and then at 6:30 p.m., the memorial begins. For more information, go to libertymountainusa.com. Let's gather at Liberty Mountain USA, November 2nd, to remember our American brother, Charlie Kirk.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Oh, once upon a midnight theory awoke with something in my head.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Talking about the new health education standards that are being proposed by the Michigan Department of Education. Interim President Carnell testified and then took questions for about an hour and 15 minutes before a video was played by Nikki Snyder. She's a voting member of the State Board of Education, who testified in opposition to the standards. Snyder said, the government and schools, as an extension of the services provided by the government, have no business sharing beliefs about controversial concepts like identity formation by adopting specific definitions of their value, claiming what sources of information that define those values are valid or not valid, and thereby setting sex education standards that break current laws regarding parental opt-out options. Senator Lana Tice of Brighton told the committee that she's asking the Board of Education to outright reject the proposed standards, calling it an activist document and not neutral on education curriculum. She took issue first with the concept of social-emotional learning. She argued by asking students to check on their feelings and teaching them about depression and anxiety, saying it as in fact causing anxiety and or depression. By encouraging students to share difficult life experiences with their peers or school counselors, it causes the students greater anxiety. She said students should instead be encouraged to figure out how to help others and how to treat others the way they would like to be treated. The same applies when it comes to the trauma-informed language contained in these standards. These people who are supposedly trying to fix the things are actually causing the problem. Not all kids need to receive information as if they've undergone a trauma. Not all of them have experienced it. And it doesn't help them to get the information that's like, here's how you commit suicide. Children do not need to know that, Tice said. Well, State Representative Gina Johnson said of her resolution that the standards go to the heart of parental rights, local control, the moral, credible foundation of education in this state. Johnson said these standards remove parental choice and undermine local authority. Our priority should be improving academic performance, not advancing ideologies. We should not be introducing highly controversial information and calling it education, when the largest body of people, the taxpayers, the parents, the grandparents, and in some cases even great-grandparents, have already spoken and made it very clear they do not want these standards adopted. Well, the resolution passed 10-7. 10 Republicans voting for it, 7 Democrats voting against it. Well, that's because it was in a House committee where the majority of these committees are Republicans. The chairs are Republicans, and the majority of the voting members are Republicans. Question is, will this resolution adopted in the House, when it gets adopted on the House floor vote, will the Senate adopt it as well, where they have a one-seat 19-18 majority? And point number two, will the State Board of Education stop this insanity? Or because they have a majority of 7-2 over Nikki Snyder and Tom McMillan, the only two Republicans, will they vote these standards through? Because if that's the case, folks, guess what? Your kids and grandkids are going to be learning in public schools. Sexual orientation, gender identity, and being exposed to possibility, depression, and anxiety. This is going to be taught as common education standards in the state of Michigan. And again, like Tice said, kids getting information as if they have undergone a trauma, when many of them are just happy-go-lucky kids that have never experienced any kind of these traumas, have not experienced any of this bias, and they have not been abused according to the standards the state of Michigan wants to be taught in public schools. Absolutely amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Well, again, if you want to bring a young person, text me Kirk. I'll send you the flyer. We'll see you down there on Sunday. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-6000.